Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, June 22nd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Laramie County District Court granted a temporary restraining order against the State Board of Equalization on Friday. This means the board will have to enforce the 4% property tax increase cap with the assumption that it's constitutional. This comes after the governor moved to sue the Board of Equalization over concerns around that 4% property tax increase cap placed on residential properties. Lawmakers passed the cap in 2024, claiming they were looking to give homeowner relief from rising inflation. But the board said it would create unequal assessments, and that could conflict with the Wyoming Constitution, which says property must be valued uniformly. Out of nearly 700 special districts in the state, 78% have been non-compliant in reporting their finances. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports the Joint Interim Management Committee is drafting a potential retaliation.
The committee requested the Legislative Service Office draft a bill that would withhold the sales and use tax for entities that have been out of compliance with state audits for 3 years or longer. Most lawmakers on the committee attributed the noncompliance to the Department of Audit's inability to enforce or punish districts. Shari Laura, the former Lander City Treasurer, told lawmakers that it's a workforce issue.
Now, speaking of the small towns, you're getting big turnover. You're getting paid $12 to $17 an hour. That's what these clerks are making because they're not working full time. And you're asking them to know how to do and understand a financial statement and a balance sheet and then produce a document. And they have absolutely no experience with numbers whatsoever.
The committee will meet again on August 20th in Casper. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Wyoming's governor and state veterinarian are expanding communication about the parasite New World screwworm. The officials are stressing that there are no reported outbreaks outside of Texas and New Mexico. Wyoming is trying to keep fly populations under control at rodeo events and asking everyone coming into the state with animals to follow safety protocols. Those include checking animals regularly for persistent, painful open wounds. The parasitic fly larva was eradicated in the United States in the 1960s, but officials recently detected it in Mexico. The parasite burrows into the flesh of warm-blooded animals and can be deadly. Federal agencies are taking steps to protect established rock climbing routes, including in the Wind River Range and Grand Teton National Park. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more on the new guidance around fixed anchors.
Those are the permanent metal bolts or slings climbers use to rappel off rock walls. In 2023, the National Park and Forest Services tried to limit them in wilderness areas. Some conservationists say fixed anchors violate leave-no-trace principles, while many climbers say they're critical for safety. And Congress backed them up. The new proposals from the federal agencies make that official, says Eric Murdoch with climbing advocacy group The Access Fund.
People don't have to worry about the federal government prohibiting standard climber safety tools.
Though the process for developing new routes could eventually change. The federal proposals for managing climbing leave that up to individual parks and forests. Public comment is open on those through the summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Wildfire risk is rising across our region following the dry winter and lingering drought. Researchers are now spending millions of dollars in federal funds to thin dense forests and reduce that danger. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports from northern Nevada.
In the Watel Forest of the Eastern Sierra Mountains, a wood chipper cuts through branches during a demonstration of wildfire mitigation work. Hunter Noble is a forest manager with the University of Nevada, Reno. He's showing how thinning vegetation where homes and wildlands meet can help slow the spread of future wildfires.
The goal is to both reduce the density of the forest and then also reduce the continuity of vegetation. So when fire does happen again, the fire is less likely to jump from tree to tree or spread from tree to tree.
Noble says the roughly $3.5 million in funding will help crews treat about 300 acres in the area. The project is part of a wider effort across the West to reduce wildfire risk at the edge of growing communities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
And it's time for our summer fun drive, so Ivy Angle is taking a short break. If you would like to join other listeners in supporting Wyoming Public Radio, visit wyomingpublicmedia.org and look for the donate button at the top of the page. And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many Wyomingites served time in the federal penitentiary on Alcatraz Island? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for Friday's trivia question, just how much money triggered the infamous Teapot Dome scandal? The scandal was triggered by around $400,000 in bribes and interest-free loans given to Secretary of the Interior Albert B. Fall. In 2026 dollars, that's about $7 million, and it almost brought down the presidency of Warren G. Harding, but he died before further action was taken. Congratulations to Bill Walker, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy the first full day of summer, and join me again tomorrow.